For surely I have a personalized plan for your life. For I've not cut you out of all one pattern to be and live as if individually I'll not come to you. But I've called you to follow one, that is the one who went before you. And in him, all things consist. All things come to fullness. For know this, I have a plan. It's a goodly plan for your life. For this is why I come to you and solicit from you and ask you to give me these interrupted times of your life. For I enjoy hearing your praises to me. But beyond that, and on a higher plan for your life, I'm asking these things so I can intercept you and interrupt your thinking to begin to try once again to instill my thinking and my wisdom toward your end, saith the Spirit of grace. For there is nothing that the enemy has come at you with, or the flesh, or circumstances of life, that I do not have multiple plans, multiple choices to be able to deliver you and set you on high and always keep you going forward. But know this, it's these seasons that I have to come and try to interrupt, because you've set a course with your own thinking so often, and you see the way that you think that I'll settle the issue or the way that things will go. So I come and do what a father knows best to do, is to intercept you and try to pull your spirit up to a place where I can change the way you've been thinking, because I see it from a different perspective. And if you can see it from the way I see it, you'll in a moment's time change all of everything that you see, not only the problem, but you'll see the answer, and you'll joy way before the solution comes to the end of your problem. You'll see from my perspective, and you'll know the joy that I see in seeing it all accomplished in my Son, Jesus, your Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know this. There'll come a time when in a moment, you'll enter these doors. In a moment, you'll have my mind, because you're fellowshipping with me more and more behind closed doors and bringing that fellowship in here. And in a moment's time, you'll have my mind for everything. For your life, for the service, and for the service that I'll bring to all that'll come in here. So carry on, little ones, and carry on, intercessors, and continue to be happy to serve me at this table of worship. And when you do, I'll use your authority to come and interrupt the lives of those who are on their way to destruction. And I'll interrupt them because you're giving me this authority, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.